Ngiyathokoza ukuba khona namhlanje.
I'm so happy to be here today.
Ngesonto edlule bengingekho.
Last Sunday I wasn't here.
Vela le emkhunjini kaNoa.
I was coming from that place where Noah's ark was.
Ngathi ngithi umuntu ongakholwa kufanele ukuthi alahlwe ingunaphakade esihogweni.
And I
sinobufakazi ngisho umkhumbi kaNoa usabonakala.
And I thought anyone that doesn't believe in the Lord Jesus, he deserves hell because there's so much evidence and proof that God exists, because even the ark is there to point it out to us, the remains of it. Some people in Africa say, well, Christianity is the white man's religion. But well, in fact, you've all become like white people.
Because
you drink tea and coffee and you eat what they eat and dress what they like they do. So in that, in many ways you have become like them anyway.
You
even use deodorants like they do.
No man beleta niye pelela nlale mbedeni enamashita mhlophe. Ay abadala bebe belethele mqubeni faka umqhuba wenkomo phakathi sibayeni.
And even if you bring children into this world, you go to a hospital where everything is hygienic. Well, many years ago that was done in the cattle crawl,
the in a house full of cow dung. Ikho ingane eyiningi bezifa ngoba umqhuba wenkomo unamagciwane amaningi.
And so many children died even at birth or soon after because it was totally unhygienic.
Uma nibeletha kube likhuni, angithi benishaywa ngenduku nina bomama. Abasha basazi, kodwa nina badala niyazi.
And the older people will know that even if the birth was difficult, the mother was prodded on. The younger people won't know that because it's only the older people that will remember that.
Umkhwenyana ube ngivakashela izolo. Wayesenginikizwi athandayo ukuba ngishumayele ngalo. Ngase ngithi umkhwenyana awungihlebele.
Now, the bridegroom here was with me yesterday. He shared a bit, and I asked him to tell me whether he's got a word on his heart. And then I pulled him aside. I said, tell me, how many cows did you end up having to pay?
Kusho ukuthi makoti kufanele ukuthi uyikhonze. Umkhonze umkhwenyane.
So the makoti must really appreciate her husband because he had to really dig deep into his pockets. I thought, well, I don't know what I would have done if I'd have had to pay so many cows because I wouldn't have had so many.
I would have been a mpohlo.
I would have stayed a bachelor.
That's right.
Let us pray and ask the Lord to be with us.
Nkosi Jesu, siyacela ube kanye nathi manje, ubusise lenkonzo yomshado.
Lord, we ask that you will be with us now, and we pray that you will bless this service.
Ubusise bona bashatayo, neihlobo zonke.
Bless the couple.
Nebagashi zonke, nebandla lonke.
Bless the couple that's getting married, and all the relatives, and all friends, everyone gathered.
Amen.
Amen.
Sizofunda ihubo langamashumi amabili nesikhombisa.
We will turn and read from Psalm 27.
Nalizwi ke esilpiwe umkhwenyane.
This is the text that the bridegroom has chosen.
UJehova ungukhanya kwami nentsindiso yami. Ngizakwesaba bani na? UJehova uyinqaba yokuphila kwami. Ngizakuba novalo ngobani na?
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Ekusondeleni kwababi, ukuba badle inyama yami. Abamelene nami, nezitha zami. Bayakhubeka, bawe.
When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell.
Noma impi imisa ngakimi. Inhliziyo yami ayisabi. Noma ngivukelwa ngukulwa. Nokho nginethemba.
Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident.
Kunye engikucela kuJehova, ngiyakufuna kona, ukuba ngihlale endlini kaJehova, izinsuku zonke zokuphila kwami, ukubona ubuhle kukaJehova, ngibuke ithempeli lakhe.
One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Asigcine lapho.
We'll stop reading there.
Kuthwa inyathi ibuzwa kwabaphambili.
There's a Zulu proverb that says that you need to ask those ahead of you about which direction you should take.
So
as I speak to you, I have also gone through this experience.
So
I can speak about something that I've actually experienced. Not something I just learned about at school, but something that I've actually gone through.
Niyabona. Umshado ufana nezulu. Uma kushadwa jabule wonke umuntu. Kube ngathi sisezulwini.
Now marriage is like heaven. It's when on a wedding day everyone is happy. It's like you're in heaven already.
Umshado awusiyo into encane.
However, marriage is not a small thing.
Oh, angazi ukuthi umshado ngingawulingisa ngani ngangentaba enkulu.
I don't know what I can compare marriage to, a high mountain perhaps.
Uma ungenazo izimpande ezijulile mkhwenyane.
If you as a bridegroom don't have deep roots, you will be uprooted. And that applies to the bride too.
Kusho ukuthi uma umuntu eshada kufanele ukuthi acabange ukuthi usesendabeni enkulu ecisho idlula zonke indaba ezikhona emhlabeni.
So if you contemplate marriage, remember that it is something very deep. It's a serious matter and one of the most important decisions you'll ever make.
La izwi osiphelo namkhwenyane likhuluma ngokukhanya ukuthi uJehova ukukhanya kwethu. Kusho ukuthi le ndlela ephambi kwakho imnyama udinga ukukhanya.
Here in this text we read that the Lord is my light and we need the Lord as our light because you're going into unknown territory. It's dark ahead of you. You need that light.
Nentsindiso yami. Intsindiso siyidinga zonke insuku ngoba ziyohlangana nenkinga ngeyinkinga. Siyohlangana nokuningi ningi size sikhale kuNkulunkulu sithi Nkosi sisindise manje uma ungasindisanga soshayisa.
As well as his salvation, because as you go through your life you'll meet up with many things, even difficulties, where eventually all you know you can do is cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, please save me out of this.
Bese kuthwa uJehova inqaba yokuphila kwami. Ngizakuba novalo ngobani na? Uzohlangana nezinto uzube novalo. Uma uNkulunkulu engesiyo inqaba yakho.
And the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So as you meet up with things, enough to make you more than afraid, you will need the Lord to be your strength, to be your fortress in such a time.
Ekusondeleni kwababi, nizohlangana futhi nabantu ababi.
And when the wicked come against me,
because
there will be those that will come up against you, who are out to eat your flesh.
Nizohlangana nezitha eziqhamuka ngezindlela eziningi. USathana kezinjalo ubone impondo zenkomo noma umsila wehashe. Ngesinye isikhathi uza njengengelozi yokukhanya.
And you will meet up with enemies and foes as you go through this life. For the devil will come, he'll come in many different ways. He won't just come to you as the devil with his hooves and his tail. He will sometimes even come to you as an angel of light.
David okhuluma nathi lapha. Uthi noma impi imisa ngakimi ithanda ukungihaqa impi angikuswekwe kwesaba ngoba ithemba lami likuyo uNkulunkulu.
And David goes on to say that though an army may encamp against me, I won't fear, for my trust is in you, O God.
Kuningi okuhlanganwa ngakho.
You meet up with many things.
Abanye bayashada kufana nezulu akuthatha isikhathi kufana nesihogo.
And as some get married, it's like heaven on earth the day they get married. It doesn't take long. It's like hell already.
Abanye abaningi bayashada. Kodwa lo mshado isigcino uzomvalela omunye noma abanye bobabili emgodini.
Many get married, but in so many cases you find one or maybe even both ending up in a hole.
Enkabeni ye-Afrika bekhona umissionary waseNglandi, uCharles Sturdee.
In Central Africa, there was an English missionary, Charles Studd.
Ube umdlali webhola edlaleli England yonke.
He had been a famous cricketer playing for England.
kodwa uma iphenduka wazizwela uNkulunkulu embiza wayeshayine eshumayela khona wagula kakhulu wabuya ebuyele eNglandi wayeseya enkabini yase Africa.
God called him and sent him out to be a missionary. He went to China, he fell very ill, he came back, and then thereafter went to Central Africa.
Ekula, basebethu zoya uzofunana enkabini ya Africa. Lakugcwele khona izifo, uzofela khona, ngoba iAfrika bekuthwa lithuna labafundisi.
He was
ngenxa yezifo ezazikhona.
He was a frail man, and many advised him against going to Africa, because Africa at that time, especially Central Africa, with all the tropical diseases, was known as the graveyard for the missionaries because of all those diseases.
Lalela ke mkhwenyane. Ustad wathi insizwa zakhe ayishumayela ivangeli nazo bezikhali. Zibukhali. Kodwa nele bashate babe tu.
Now Stud, he said, and listen carefully, the bridegroom must listen carefully, that Stud said that of all his co-workers, the young men, they were as sharp as anything before they got married. But the day they got married, from then on, they became blunt.
Bukana bashatile namhlanje ukuthi banhloboni. Abanye bebevutha kodwa namhlanje sebephuphile, sebebuthuntu, bebebukhali. Yini bomama, yini bobaba, ukuthi umshado udale ukuthi kuphele ubukhali, umuntu abebuthuntu.
If you look today at the couples and the young couples, men who and young people who had been on fire for God before, sharp as anything, they got married, and what's left of them today? They just blunt. What causes that?
Umuntu nombuzo ukuthi yini kuba umuntu indoda ivuthe moyeni.
How can a young man be on fire and then he gets married, gets a wife, and then just becomes a blunt instrument in God's hands?
No makoti aphile kodwa uma eshadile ubona ukuthi awusephuphile.
And that a girl can be on fire for the Lord, she gets married, doesn't take long and the fire's gone.
Ngibona ukuthi okunye okudala lokho kuyilokho.
I think something that could cause it is this.
Uma usushadile usucabanga umakoti.
When you're married, you think of your wife.
Awusacabangi ubizo lwakho.
You just think of her. You don't think of your calling anymore.
Awusakhumbula ukuthi uJesu ubekubizele kuku.
You forget what the Lord Jesus had called you to.
Mkhwenyana, ungakhohlwa ngizwa ukuthi uneminyaka eClarich. Ungakhohlwa ukubizwa kwakho. Uma usuthola umakoti, maye kuwe. Uma usulahlekelwa ubizo lwakho.
So to the bridegroom, we've heard he's been a co-worker at Claridge for years now. Now don't lose and forget about that calling now that you've got a wife.
Uwena wabizwayo wabizelwa le. Hayi umakhoti wakho. Uwena. Basopho ukuthi ungalahlekelwa ubizo lwakho ngoba uma ukhohlwa yilokho uzoba buthuntu. Uzoba into udoti emhlabeni.
You were called by the Lord to go there and become a co-worker there. And not your wife. You were called, so don't forget it. If you forget it, you'll end up being just nothing. We find something in the Bible.
umose esebalekile eGibhite elengenhle nyakatho.
When Moses had fled from Egypt and was up there in the north,
washata nendoda kasi yomfundisi.
He then there got married to a daughter of a priest.
Hayi, uma eseshadile uNkulunkulu wababusisa ngengane.
Once they were married, God blessed them with children.
Yaqala indaba lapho.
And then it started.
UMose wathi ingane idinga ukusokwa.
Moses said this boy has to be circumcised.
Ay unkosikazi umakhoti wathi ayikhona. Akusilona isiko lethu lelo.
But his wife said, no, I don't think so. That's not our tradition.
UMose wangayisoki ingane.
And then Moses did not circumcise the child.
Ngelinye ilanga, uNkulunkulu wakhuluma noMose, wathi Mose, yana kuFaro, utshele ukuthi abakwa-Israyeli banjengendodana yami. Ngifuna ukuthi bangikhonze, abadedele, bahambe.
And so one day when God spoke to Moses, he said, go to Egypt, go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh that Israel is like my son and you must set them free, you must let them go. And then he left to go there with his wife and the child.
Uma esesendleleni ukuya kuFaro. UNkulunkulu wahlangana noMose, wamgulisa into yokufa.
On his way there, God met up with Moses and he made Moses extremely ill unto death.
Umakhoti uSiphora wabona ukuthi hey, umkhwenyana umyeni wami uyafa manje.
And his wife Sephora then noticed that her husband was about to die.
UNkulunkulu wamelana noMose wafuna ukumbulala.
God went against Moses and was about to kill him.
Ngoba uMose ube wazi umyalo kaNkulunkulu. Ube ubazi ukubizwa kwakhe. Kodwa ngenxa kaSiphora, kusho ukuthi uyena ubemelene naye. Uthi hayi, ingane yami, angifuni ukuthi isokwe.
So God, Moses knew exactly what God's calling was. He also knew what God had commanded him, what God expected of him. But it must have been because of his wife that he didn't carry out God's command.
Ukuze ngikusho lokho, nizokuzwa khona manje. Ngoba ungathi hawu, ukuthole iphi lokho eBhayibhelini.
Now, I'll tell you just now why I say so, because maybe you'll say, well, where did you read that in the Bible?
Uma umakhothi uSiphora, ebona ukuthi nakho uMose useyafa.
When Siphora noticed that Moses was about to die,
wathatha ummese owakhiwa ngenhle. Ummese obukhali wayithatha ingane, wayisoka. Wathatha ijwabu, waliphosa ezinyaweni zikaMose. Wathi, nginomyeni wegazi.
So she quickly, when she noticed Moses was about to die, she took a sharp knife and circumcised the boy and took the foreskin and threw it to Moses at his feet and said, you're a man of blood.
Niyabonake ukuthi impi ibinkulu. UMose befuna ukuthi isokwe ingane. kodwa umkakhe ube ngavumi.
So it becomes obvious that Moses had wanted to circumcise the child, but his wife was the obstacle. She didn't want to.
UMose phela kuthiwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele ayiwa Israyeli kuphela akekho umuntu obemnene njengaye.
Now if Moses had said that he on all the earth, not just in Israel, on all the earth, there was no man as meek as Moses. He was meek. He was a humble man.
UZipora wabona uma umyeni wakhe esefa. What? Hey, uNkulunkulu yambulala ngoba ubefuna ukuthi ingane isokwe. Kodwa mina ngamvimba.
So when Zipporah noticed that God was going to finish off Moses, put an end to his life because of his disobedience,
uMose wafakwe khonini, wavalelwa ekophini. UNkulunkulu wamelana naye, wathi ngiyokubulala manje Mose.
God met up with Moses, he put him into that corner and he said, you can't move from here, I'm going to kill you now.
UZipora wabona ukuthi hey ngizolahlekelwa umyeni wami. Kade ncenga ngilukhuni ngingavumi. Wathatha ke umese wetshe ebukhali. Wayisoka ingane. Wathatha ijwabu waliphosa ngasenyaweni zakho. Wathi awu nginomyeni wengazi.
And Zipporah, when she noticed that God was killing her husband because she had been so difficult and not wanting to circumcise the child as God had said, and she realized that she was in the cause of it, and that's why she circumcised him and threw that skin
before Moses.
So even today, there are people that die because they are disobedient to God.
Uma ufuna ukuphila, mlalele uNkulunkulu. Uma ungamlaleli, maye uNkulunkulu uzobuya kujikele.
If you want life, then obey God. If you don't obey Him, you will meet up with Him. He'll turn against you.
Wathathi jwabu. Waliphosa ezinyaweni zakhe, wathi awu kodwa wena nginomyeni wegazi. Kanti khona lapho uNkulunkulu wasusa isandla sakhe kuMose, uMose wasinda waphila.
And so she threw that skin to Moses' feet and said, you're a man of blood. But in that moment God took his hand from Moses and he was restored to health.
Kusho ukuthi uMose ubemazi uNkulunkulu nomthetho kaNkulunkulu. Kodwa uZipporah ayi bengamazi.
See Moses
ukushada lokhu uma uthatha umuntu ungumuntu we-revival bese ushade nomuntu ongalazi i-revival.
See, Moses knew God, and he knew his commandments, but he got married to a woman who didn't know God in that way. She didn't know his commandments. And so it is a risky thing. If you grow up in revival, and then you get married to just anyone who doesn't know revival, it's a risky thing. That's why I say, if you want to get married, you pray and ask God to show you who you must get married to. Don't just choose anyone for yourself. Get the one that God has chosen for you.
Ngikhumbula omunye umuntu wathi awu inonsense leyo ukuthwa uNkulunkulu sekhomba usibanibani ngizwe intando kaNkulunkulu ingiholele kusibanibani ayikho leyo nto.
I remember someone who once said, oh, this thing about seeking God's will in marriage and asking God who he wants you to get married, that's nonsense, that you ask God to show you. He said, all you need to do is you choose the one that you like, that appeals to you, and then you just go and you say, God has shown me this.
Uthi mina ngizohamba ngiyemagajeni ngizofuna ipeji selihle bese uma sengilitholile ngizoya kumfundisi ngithi mfundisi ngithandazilo uNkulunkulu wakhomba usibanibani.
So he said, well, I'm just going to go around and I'll find myself a nice peach. And then I'll go to the minister and say that I've prayed about it and God has shown me I must get married to her.
How? Wathi ngiyacela mfundisi ukuthi uye kusibanibani umtshele ukuthi ngizizwela kwintando kaNkulunkulu ukuba ngithembise nawe.
And then he even said to the minister, please can you speak to that girl and tell her that I've approached you and asked you to speak to her to pray about getting married to me because I feel it's God's will that I should get married to her.
Kwathiwa ntombazana, thandaza, uzwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini.
So the girl was told and told to pray about it, ask God to show her what his will is for her. And then she said, oh, no, I feel God wants me to get married to him. And they got married.
Emva kwenyanga ezimbili.
After about 2 months,
beshatile.
After their marriage,
unina wentombazane womfana weza kimi. Wathi, hawu baba mfundisi, nakho sivelelwa umakhothi isisu sakhe kusho ukuthi unendlavuza unesigaxa eswini.
The mother of the bridegroom came to me and said, she was very worried and said, there's a big problem. My daughter-in-law must have cancer. There must be a tumor because her belly is just swelling up like overnight. They should go to a doctor.
Umakhothi wathi angiki udokotela mina ngiphila ngomthandazo ngithi kuyathandazwa angiki udokotela.
But the bride said, no, I don't want to go to a doctor. I live by prayer. We only pray. We don't need to go to a doctor.
Ayike umama wasemzini umama womkhwenyana wafika kimi. Wathi ngiyacela imthandazo umakhothi ugula kabi. Nginovala ukuthi uzokufa ngalesi sigaxa anaso. Ngenyanga embili abe mkhulu kangaka.
So the husband's mother came to me very concerned and said, well, please pray then for my daughter-in-law because at the rate that this tumor is growing, she won't live long.
Ngithi pho uphi?
I said, well, where is she?
Ausekhaya.
She's at home.
Akafuna ukuza uthi umethemba uNkulunkulu.
And she says she doesn't even want to come here because she just trusts God.
Uphila ngomthandazo.
She lives through prayer.
Ngathi mama, qonde ekhaya, umlande, bese uqonde la iTranskop, umise kudokotela.
And then I said to the mother, I said, go straight home, go and fetch your daughter-in-law, bring her here, and then go straight to the doctor in Kranskop that he can see you this about this tumor in her.
Ngathi futhi mama, uma usule kudokotela, Moso umtetelu makuta ngene yetwa ngena nawe.
And I said to the mother, I said, look, when you take your daughter-in-law to the doctor, don't let her go in alone. You go in with her when she sees the doctor.
Ufanele ukuthi nawe ube khona ubone uzo ukuthi udokotela uthini.
You need to be there to hear what the doctor says.
Ngepetis lakhe elihle.
About this beautiful peach.
Uma sebe phakathi usethu dokotela hayi akusiyona indlavuza. Ukhulelwe usenenyanga ezintathu.
And then
butshata ngenyanga ebili. Usenengane ngenyanga eyintathu. Kusho ukuthi umithiswa omunye umuntu.
So when they were there, the doctor said, brought the shocking news and said, look, it's not a tumor. What she's got is that she's pregnant and 3 months pregnant, even though they'd only been married for 2 months. So she was pregnant by another man.
What impundis? Ngicela ukuba uyibize indodana yami ize kuwe ibe nawe ofisini lakho bese uyibikele le ndaba. Anginawo amandla ukumbikela le ndaba.
And the mother said to me, please can you ask my son to come that you can break this news to him because I wouldn't know what to say.
Awa mina ngiphela wafika umkhwenyana.
So the young man came.
Indodana. Ngathi hlala.
I told him to
sadise ofisini lami. Na phezu kwesihlalo nami ngahlala.
I took him into my office. I told him to sit down. I sat down.
Ngathi indodana.
I said, my son.
Uma wakho sevela kudokotela.
Your mother's just been to the doctor.
Ngesikhaxa sakhe esikhulu esimila ngelanga.
Regarding this tumor, so-called tumor, which your wife has. This cancerous growth.
Kodwa udokotela uma empopola. Akana indlovuze ukhulelwe.
But when the
usenenyanga ezintathu. Uyabona umuntu onsundu nsundu thina bamhlophe sisuke sibe bomvu ukuthintshe ijwabu lethu. Noma sibe mhlophe ngaqala ukumbona umuntu onsundu ejika bemhlophe. Ngase ngibona ethi senginovalo ngithi ngiyombamba ngibona ngathi uzoquleka awe sihlalweni ngimbambe angalimali.
When I told him that she was 3 months pregnant, well, he turned so pale, I thought he'd fall off his chair.
Ngathi uyabona ndodana walikhetha. Ipetris. Wawusuthi kuyagangwa kuthiwa kuyathandazwa. Akuthandazwa umuntu uyayikhethela. Bese asuke athi uNkulunkulu uthi.
I said to the young man, I say, do you see what happens if you are not genuine about it? When you just choose your own wife and think there's a nice peach and then you then go and say this is what God has told me when all the time you chose.
Badivosana khona lapho atangisamfuni nasekhaya akahambe aye kulowo muntu owamithisayo.
Well, they got divorced and he said to her, I don't want such a wife. She can go to that man that made her pregnant.
Phela kuyatholakala abantu abaphikisana neqiniso. Nendlela kaNkulunkulu bathi ayikho leyo nto kuyagangwa kodwa uNkulunkulu unesitambogwe sakhe abashaye ngaso.
There'll always be those that go against God and against his ways, but God has his way of dealing with them.
Bahlukane ngafunda ke ukuthi ya zifunele ipetisi lakho elihle olfunayo Kanti petri selihle linempethu phakathi.
And I thought, yes, that's what happens when you say, well, there's a nice peach. That's the one I'm going to take for myself. And you don't realize that that nice peach has a worm inside.
Ngakho ke maye kulo umuntu oshadayo oyikhethelayo engaholelwanga uNkulunkulu kulo umuntu.
Woe to the person who just goes into marriage, it's his own idea, his own thing, and he's not led by God into it.
Uma ke mkhwenyane uthandazile uNkulunkulu wamkhomba kuhle ushade naye kodwa ube nempande eqinile khumbula ubizo lwakho khumbula ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukuthumele kuphi umsebenzi muni musu kudeda kulokho uma udeda kulokho maye kuwe uNkulunkulu angamelana nawe njengokuba wahlangana noMose.
So to the bridegroom, if you prayed and God showed you and you're getting married as a result of that, that's wonderful. But now you need to have deep roots where you never forget God's calling on your life and what God has called you for and to do, that you will be faithful to that calling. Otherwise, a woe comes upon your life if you're disobedient to that calling.
Uzama ukumfake kokunye kuyimbono yakho ngena kulokho uNkulunkulu ambizele kukho umqinise uma ubona ukuthi uyaxekisa kulokho kaNkulunkulu umsize umqinise.
And you as a bride, you be faithful as well, and don't be an obstacle or a hindrance to him as he serves God and his calling. But be an inspiration, a help to him. And if you ever notice that he's slackening in his calling, then be a help to him then as well.
Bese ke ivesi lokugcina agxile kulona kakhulu.
And then the last verse.
Kunye ngicela kuJehova. Ngiyakufuna kona ukuba ngihlale endlini kaJehova izinsuku zonke zokuphila kwami.
One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Ngiyalithanda leli vesi, ligugu kimi.
I love this verse, it's so precious to me.
Athi kunye nje, ayi kubili, ayi kuthathu, ayi kuningi, kunye nje ngikufunayo, engicelayo kuNkulunkulu.
He says, one thing I desire. One thing, not two things, not many things, not different things. One thing I desire, and that is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
iTestamente elisha lisifundisa kahle.
The New Testament teaches us so well.
Lithi uNkulunkulu akahlali ethempelini elakhiwa ngetini.
God does not dwell in a house built with bricks.
Kanye nje eTestamenteni elisha lakuthiwa uJesu lapho exosha abantu ethempelini athi indlu kaBaba kuthiwa kuzoba indlu yomthandazo kodwa nina nikwenza umhume wabaphangi wabaxosha.
Just once he did refer to the temple, the physical temple, where he said, the temple, God's house, must be a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves, and he drove them out. That's the only time it refers to that physical temple built as it was. Otherwise, he speaks, and the Bible speaks about the temple and God not dwelling in a house built with human hands, but built with living stones.
Koshukuti nina ni tempeli likaNkulunkulu. Ni tempeli likaMoyo Ngcwele. UNkulunkulu uhlala kubantu bakhe.
So you are the temple of God. You are those living stones wherein God, and that temple wherein God dwells.
Bukisisa ke leli vesi kunye ngicelayo ukuthi ngihlale endlini kaJehova zonke izimpi zonke zokuphila kwami ungahlukani nabantu abanuNkulunkulu ungahlukani nabantu abamphilelayo uNkulunkulu.
So look at the significance of these words, that you need to stay in the fellowship of those that are living stones, those that are serving the Lord and are united with Christ. That will help you. The temple of God is those that have a relationship with the Lord in whom Christ dwells, who have a relationship with Him.
Ungahlukana laba abantu abahamba noNkulunkulu. Bazokusiza, abanye bazokudukisa.
Don't part with them. Stay close to them. They will help you, whereas others will lead you into the bush.
Uzobalalela abantu. Kodwa kusibona bonke abasendleleni. Iningi liseceleni. Akusibona abasemgqeni.
And if you listen to people, most people, the majority is not on the road. They off the track. Do you understand this mystery, the secret?
David uthi uNkulunkulu ngihawukele ngingahlukani. Nabantu bakho, ohleli nabo, ohleli kubona, ngifuna ukuhlala phakathi kwabo, kuze kube sekufeni.
And David said, Lord, I want to stay among your people, those that have a relationship with you and whom you dwell. I want to stay among them all the days of my life.
Ngibona ubuhle bakho Nkosi, ngibona nenkazimulo yakho. Iyabonakala kubantu abamphilela uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu ehleli kubona.
That I may behold
kubona.
That I may
be uyoba isilima, uzobuya uyisole.
That I may behold your beauty, your glory, for your glory is seen in them. So don't part with them. If you part with them, you're a fool.
Ufune labo abahamba noNkulunkulu njengoHenokh. UEnokh ubehamba noNkulunkulu.
Seek those that walk with God, like Enoch, who walked with God.
Maningi amaqhawe eBhayibhelini ababephila noNkulunkulu. Ubusisiwe lo.
In the Bible we read of many heroes of God, men of God who walked with God. Blessed are such.
Uma uMose eselulama ekufeni waya ku-Aaron. Wathi Aaron, uNkulunkulu usho ukuthi nokuthi nokuthi. Waqhubeka no-Aaron. Akaqhubekanga nomngakhe, wamshiya ekhaya, apheka ukudla.
After that experience,
yena wahamba. What? Akusho ukuthi akekho esifazane ongamphilela uNkulunkulu. NaseBhayibhelini sizwa ngabesifazane abaningi ababemphilela uNkulunkulu. Bemi kuNkulunkulu. Kodwa kuKristu akho wesilisa, akho wesifazane. Akho Juda, akukho Greek, akukho Ntsundu, akakho Mhlophe, kuphela abahamba noNkulunkulu nabangahambi noNkulunkulu.
And after that experience that Moses had, and God had restored him to health, he went to his brother Aaron, and he asked Aaron to go with him. He didn't go with his wife anymore. She stayed at home. That doesn't mean that there are no women that walk with God. In the Bible, we read of those that do. Before God, there's no male or female, Jew or Greek, black or white. What matters before God is those that walk with God and those that don't.
Abantu abamhlophe abantsundu nanani bangena umoya wopolitiki kodwa la ekholweni akukho umjuda akukho umgriki akukho umhlophe akukho umtsundu ukuhamba nje noNkulunkulu.
People who talk about the black-white issue, even when it comes in the church, they are just they've been politicized. Because before God, that is irrelevant, whether you're black or white, male or female, male. What matters is whether you walk with God.
Ayike, zishobo, isikhathi sambili mkhwenyane makoti, sokuwana, sifanele ukuthi ngini. Ngamuli indaba. Angazi ukuthi yezwakala yini indaba mkhwenyana. Yezwakala. Makhuthi kuyezwakala. Kugcine nini. Ningabi abezwayo kuphela kodwa abenzayo.
Now keep what you've heard, that you won't just be hearers but doers.
Baningi abaqala kahle kufana nezulu kodwa namhlanje kuyisoko. Abaseke endleleni kaNkulunkulu bashiya ubizo lwabo bashiya ukuthunywa kwabo.
Many start off well and they end up badly. They start off with God and then later they forget their calling.
Mkhwenyana ungavumi omdala noma omncane akhiphe ekubizweni kwakho. Nawe makhoti mana kulokho. Umsekele kulokho khona ugekwe ube umuntu ozosolwa ngosuku lokwahlulelwa.
So to the bridegroom, don't forget your calling. Don't let anyone, great or small, take you away from that calling that God has for you. And you as the bride, you support, be supportive in that.
Nina bo baba kuyazwakala na nani bo mama. Maye kini uma nizokuma phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulelwa. Nijajwe ijaji lamajaji bese kutholakala ukuthi animlalelanga uNkulunkulu. Anigcinanga lokhu uNkulunkulu ayendalele kona.
Fathers, have you heard? Mothers, have you heard? Woe to the one who, when we stand before God, has found that we haven't been faithful to what God has commanded us and told us to do.
Noma kulukhuni, noma kulula namsebenzi. Gcina umyalo wenkosi.
The question is not whether it's easy or difficult. It's all about doing what God commands.
Mkhwenyana. Uyakholwa ukuthi le ntombi yadalelwa wena. Wena makhoti, uyakholwa ukuthi umkhwenyana wadalelwa wena. Bobabili bathi yebo.
They've been asked.
Manjike indilingi. Eniyifakayo.
They confess that God has brought them together, and the ring bears testimony to that.
Indilingi ifakazele lokho. Akube njalo ke ntombi. Indilingi iba ufakazi balokho. Endulo inkosi uma ibisayini incwadi ibe inendilingi ivele ithi faka uphawu luke lolu lwalento eseniyivumile manini ke kulokho cisho ngizofa kuqala kunani. Ngoba senginemnyaka eminingi kodwa nabasha bayahamba kodwa ngiyathanda ukuthi ngosuku lokwahlulelwa ngibe khona nami ngithi uNkulunkulu ngikhumbula umkhwenyana nomakoti ngathi ukuthi nokuthi Angifuni ukuba nisho lithi awustekene kasitshelanga iqiniso. Kasitshelanga iqiniso. Nintshele iqiniso. Ngesikhathi ngishumayela le elokhuzeni eAminya. But how? Cha, siyezwa lokho okushoyo. Akafikanga nje wazosimashasha. Wazosimashasha. Ukumasimashasha, niyakwazi. Wathi hayi, lo mfundisi akafikanga ukuba asimashashe nje. Wasitshela iqiniso ekhaleni. Ngizojabula ke ngosuku lokwahlulelwa uma ngibona nithola umqhele kwasezulwini. Ake niguqeke sithandaze, uNkulunkulu abe nani andisize. Nkosi Jesu.
Lord Jesus.
Napa bantwana bakho.
Here are your children.
Beguqile phambi kwakho.
Bowing before you.
Becele isibusiso.
Asking for your blessing.
Bayangena endimeni entsha.
They're going into a new chapter in their lives.
Noma kukuhle manje ukukhanya kodwa ikusasa labo abalazi ukuthi linjani.
It's wonderful today, but we don't know what the future holds for them.
Babusisiwe uma wena ukukhanya kwabo.
But they will be blessed if you, Lord, are their light and their salvation.
Ube impephelo yabo.
And their fortress and their strength.
Sebenza Nkosi bathembeke kuwe bangachezuki bangaphuma emgqini bangaphuma esipolweni njengesitimela uma siphuma esipolweni awukuzolimala abantu abaningi.
Keep them, Lord, keep them faithful that they'll never go off the track like a train and many are killed as a result. Help the bridegroom to be upright as a bridegroom and faithful. Help the bride as well to be upright, faithful, that she will have no regrets when she stands before you.
Babusise usiqinele bona.
Bless them and keep them, Lord.
Babusise sikhulu nalapha beyakho.
And make them to be a great blessing where they go.
Bathembeke kuwe. Kakhulu umkhwenyana thembeke kuwe kuze kube sekugcineni.
Help them to be
abe indoda eqotho.
Help them to be faithful to the end, and that the bridegroom may be a godly man and faithful to the end.
Amen.
Amen.